And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with a special Feature Story of the Week. As the year ends, we look for something that captures the variety of notable people we lost in 2025. After much searching, we decided that a segment of a recent CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley was our best choice. That segment is called Hail and Farewell.
I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. The end of another year is upon us, a time for looking back, a time for remembering. We lost some truly remarkable people this past year. As is our year-end tradition, with Lee Cowan, we'll bid them hail and farewell.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It felt like those we lost this year were as numerous as raindrops. Luminaries like Robert Redford.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes?
This is Bob Woodward of the Washington Post. I'm sorry to bother you at home. I was wondering if we could confirm some information on one of your employees, Mr. Howard Hunt.
He was of Hollywood, but he preferred to live away from it. His Sundance Film Institute and Festival gave independent filmmakers a bit of sun at Sundance.
The smaller stories. Yeah, the smaller stories, the more offbeat stories, the more controversial.
He lived long enough to see fellow Oscar winner Gene Hackman pass away.
If I'd have started in the first 15, I could have won it.
No, you just weren't good enough, that's all.
Hackman shone just as brightly. He could be gentle and powerful. And sometimes a wink said it all.
You like baseball, do you, Anderson?
Yeah, I do. You know,
it's the only time when a black man can wave a stick at a white man and not start a riot.
The real-life heroes from the civil rights movement are sadly getting more scarce every day. Sam Moore's Soul Man was meant to show pride and resilience. And there's one person who lived those values for 111 years. Viola Fletcher, the oldest witness to the Tulsa Race Massacre.
Well, I feel that it's got to be done now.
Then there was Charles Person, the youngest among the original famed Freedom Riders protest in 1961. Joseph McNeil took a stand by sitting at a whites-only Woolworth's lunch counter. Joanne Allen was among the first to endure the desegregation of schools all across the South. Bobby Kane was, too. He became the first black student to graduate under those conditions. A decade later, courage like that inspired the likes of Jesse Colin Young and the Youngbloods to record a song with a message of belonging.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one.
It permeated the summer of love.
Dance to the music!
The late Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone got on board the inclusion train, too. He certainly had an ear for the times.
If I had wings, no one would ask me, should I fly?
Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary got his wings this year, too. The tenor helped bridge the gap between folk and pop. He was 86.
I can see clearly now the rain has
gone. Jimmy Cliff bridged another gap, helping make reggae mainstream. The former choir boy from Jamaica found some of his inspiration in the traditions of gospel music.
Many rivers to cross.
Whether you believe in heaven as a destination or not, there's no doubt the heavens are unending. Astronaut James Lovell never landed on the moon, but he saw it closer than most.
You can't live on what happened in the past. You have to think of what you can do in the future. That's what I've done.
Jim Lovell took to the skies for the last time at age 97.
Good, good, good.
Sharing a spot on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, far from the beach, is the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah. When we did the Voices to the Vibrations, I said to myself, this is going to be a number one record.
He was called the Poet Laureate of surf culture.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
But when it came to the poetry of baseball, there were few better than Bob Uecker.
Just a bit outside.
He was a ball player who became Mr. Baseball.
All right, maybe I wasn't the greatest player of all time.
A pioneer for his wit and self-deprecating humor.
What's your favorite Bob Uecker line?
Just a bit outside. That's where my wife put me a lot of times.
There were this year so many unnatural deaths, especially it seems on college campuses. From Brown University just before Christmas to Utah Valley University, where political activist Charlie Kirk was murdered. He was there organizing young voters around Christian conservative values. The students who saw what happened will never be the same. Human voices, sometimes shouting in the wilderness, can do remarkably good things, even if those voices are voicing pain.
And I won't stop fighting. I will never be silenced.
Virginia Giuffre was the first of Jeffrey Epstein's victims to go public. Soon other survivors joined her. They began speaking with one voice, shining lights in the dark. She was just 41. Conservationist Jane Goodall raised her voice from the jungles of East Africa, where her work with chimpanzees made us look at ourselves and our relationship with the animal kingdom in a different and special way.
We're not quite as different from the rest of the animal kingdom as we used to think.
What is it, Bessie?
In fact, animals can seem every bit as human as we are.
This isn't the dingbat, it's me, the meathead.
And while he was a good actor, it was directing where he really made his mark.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Is the Billy Crystal character in that movie any part of you at all?
It's totally me.
Totally you.
It's totally me. 100% me. Making a complete and utter mess of my dating life, trying to figure all these things out, I then thought, this is a great idea for a movie.
Name some of your favorite movies, and chances are Rob Reiner directed them.
These go to 11.
From comedy to drama.
You can't handle the truth!
He had his finger on our pulse the way few people did. Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle left us far too soon. We lost the space ace, Ace Frehley, of the heavy metal group Kiss this year too. He made fans believe his playing made his guitar smoke. And maybe it did.
All aboard!
And then there was Ozzy Osbourne, the lead singer of Black Sabbath and self-described Prince of Darkness.
Oh, come on, Sharon. I'm f***ing Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of f***ing Darkness.
What f***ing evil about a bottle of f***ing bubblegum?
Those musicians who have just gone with it still left us their talents. And that makes us feel so good.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
I sit and watch as days go by.
Be together.
Happy Together just might describe what most people were feeling when they were in the company of the legendary Diane Keaton.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
Some called her quirky, even kooky.
I love it.
But everyone agreed that she was talented beyond measure.
What is? I think that one of the reasons I've been able to be around for as long as I have is because I have been in funny movies.
She left her mark not only as an actor, but with her fashion sense, too. Diane Keaton was certainly unique, as most of those we remember are. There are far too many to name. But for their talents, their passions, their love and care, their influence, we are forever grateful to all of them. We bid a very fond hail and farewell.
Thank you.
A look back to notable individuals we lost in 2025, courtesy of the CBS program Sunday Morning, and a segment called Hail and Farewell. There are many people featured in that program that we did not have time for, and we invite you to go to the CBS archives to hear and view the entire one-hour program. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.